Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 13, 2026. Anthropic is extending Claude Fable 5 access again, and this time the contrast with what OpenAI is doing makes the situation look pretty uncomfortable for them.
Yeah, the timing is rough. While Anthropic is rationing access and pushing deadlines, OpenAI is apparently loosening limits on GPT Sol with confidence. That's a very different message to send to developers. Walk me through what's actually happening on the Fable side.
So Anthropic has pushed Fable 5 availability on paid plans to July 19. This is another extension, not the first, and they're citing ongoing compute constraints. Users get up to half their weekly limit on Fable 5 before getting nudged toward credits or switching models, though Claude Code is keeping its limits 50% higher than standard.
The half-limit nudge is what would frustrate me if I were building on this. Predictability matters more than raw capability when you're trying to ship something, and repeated deadline extensions erode that trust fast.
Exactly. And OpenAI moving in the opposite direction on efficiency and access is a pretty clean competitive narrative for them to tell. Okay, let's move into developer tooling, because there's a lot happening there today.
Starting with something out of Alibaba, right?
Right, Alibaba open-sourced Page Agent this past week, a TypeScript-based in-page GUI agent that lets users control web interfaces through natural language. It pulled in over 2,600 GitHub stars in a single week.
That star velocity is notable. What's the practical appeal here versus existing browser automation tools?
The key angle is that it's in Page and doesn't require external infrastructure, which significantly lowers the barrier for building AI-driven browser automation. You're not standing up a separate service. It lives in the page itself.
That's a meaningful difference for developers who don't want to wrangle orchestration overhead just to automate some web workflows.
There's another GitHub trending story right next to it, a project called Impeccable, which is a design system built specifically for AI coding agents. It ships with 23 commands and 46 deterministic detector rules to enforce quality in AI-generated front-end code, with live browser iteration built in. Over 2,200 stars this week.
So it's essentially a guardrail layer for AI-generated UI. As these coding agents generate more and more front-end code, who's catching the visual regressions and design inconsistencies?
That's exactly the gap it's targeting. It builds on Anthropic's front-end design research and installs in seconds via NPX, so the friction to adopt is very low. The deterministic detector rules are the interesting part. You're not relying on another LLM to judge quality. You're running defined checks.
Determinism matters a lot there. You don't want to use an AI to catch AI mistakes and end up in a loop.
There's also a piece from the new stack on MCP versus APIs that's worth flagging. The argument is that model context protocol and traditional APIs are complementary, not competing. APIs stay essential for structured integrations, while MCP addresses the tool sprawl and fragmentation that trips up AI-driven workflows and incident management specifically.
So MCP is more of an abstraction layer on top of disconnected tooling, rather than a replacement for what APIs already do well.
That's the framing, yes. And the practical takeaway for teams is that having a clear mental model for when to use each prevents over-engineering. Reaching for MCP everywhere is just as much of a mistake as ignoring it.
That kind of clarity is genuinely useful right now, when a lot of teams are still figuring out where MCP actually belongs in their stack.
Two more developer items. Simon Willison dropped ShotScraper 1.11, which replaces fixed delays with intelligent 30-second port polling for multi and video commands, adds a JS file option to load JavaScript from a file, SDDIN, or a GitHub gist, and adds a timeout flag for more consistency across commands.
Those sound incremental, but the port polling change alone probably saves a lot of headaches for anyone running headless automation at scale. Brittle timing delays are a classic source of flaky pipelines.
And right alongside that, SQLite Util's got a patch release, 4.1.1, and the story behind it is kind of interesting. Claude flagged an edge case during experimentation where table transform would silently delete or modify rows when called inside an open transaction with foreign key cascades active. The fix raises a transaction error instead.
So an LLM caught a correctness bug in tooling built by the person who's been writing about LLMs for years. There's something almost poetic about that.
It's a good reminder that the value isn't always in the flashy use cases. Catching a subtle data destruction scenario quietly during experimentation, that's genuinely useful. Shifting to infrastructure for a minute, there's a Microsoft story that's worth paying attention to.
The Azure Brain piece, yeah. What is Brain exactly?
It's Microsoft's internal AI ops system that continuously monitors Azure's entire fleet, autonomously declares outages, halts harmful rollouts, and alerts affected customers. It's built on Azure Resource Graph and functions as a real-time digital twin of Azure's operational state. Azure CTO Mark Russinovich has been publicly backing it.
Handing outage declaration to an AI at hyperscaler scale is a significant operational bet. That's not a pilot, that's a core reliability function.
And it's a preview of where cloud reliability engineering is heading broadly. This is the kind of work that's been done by human SRE teams, and Brain is doing it autonomously across the whole fleet.
On the business side of things, Anthropic has a new enterprise partnership to talk about.
Yes, Anthropic named USD as its second global premier partner in the Claude Partner Network. USD is a systems integrator, and the deal involves training 20,000 people on Claude and guiding enterprise clients from AI pilots into production deployments.
The systems integrator angle is the key thing here. When an SI standardizes on a single model across everything they build and manage, that's not just one client relationship. That's potentially dozens of enterprise stacks getting locked into one platform for years.
The Digest frames it as AI model selection shifting from individual developer preference to an architectural, platform-level decision controlled by enterprise teams. And whoever wins these SI partnerships early has real leverage.
It's the same dynamic we've seen in cloud and ERP. Get the integrators on your side, and the clients follow.
Last story of the day, and it's a good one to end on. Simon Willison wrote about Apple's directly responsible individual framework and why AI agents should never hold that role. His argument is that accountability requires the capacity to be held responsible, which only humans have. He cites an IBM maxim from 1979. A computer can never be held accountable, therefore a computer must never make a management decision.
It's a simple principle, but it's doing a lot of work right now as organizations hand more autonomous action to agents. The question of who answers for what an agent did isn't bureaucratic overhead, it's foundational.
And Willison's point is that the DRI framework is actually a useful tool for operationalizing that. Every agentic action needs a named human who owns the outcome.
That's a good place to land for a Monday. Clear accountability structures before you deploy agents, not after.
That's the AI Daily Roundup for July 13th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow.